are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media, and I'm your host, Zanele Zama, and we are going into our lesson study, right? We are in quarter one. So nice to say that. We are on quarter one, lesson number two, and it's titled Teach Us to Pray. You can go there to ssnet.org in order for you to follow us through. And we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Maforo, not the one you are used to, the big brother, Pastor Amos Maforo, who's going to be taking us through the study with us. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Compliments of the new season.
Indeed, Mfundis, happy new year.
A happy new year. The Lord has been good.
Indeed, Mfundisi wami singene kahle and all is well. I hope you are also well with the family.
Ay, Nkosi sigcineke kahle, siyabonga iNkosi. I'm well.
Amen. Indeed, Mfundisi wami. Mfundisi, before we get into the lesson study, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Let us pray. Our Father, what in heaven, thank you so much for the beautiful time we had with you throughout the year 2023. We are now in 24, studying the book of Psalms. Oh, how we pray for divine revelation, that we understand what you wrote in the olden days, what you actually inspired the psalmist, that we apply it in our daily lives. This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, before we get into the study, I was asked to ask you a question before anything else. So I'm going to ask. So the question that came through was, why is it that we are seeing a lot of people within the church not reading or not studying the lesson studies? Is there a problem or we are just lazy?
The truth is, we will need to look at everything through the lens of the great controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the appetite for spiritual things is always low, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People, when it comes to spiritual matters, you know, you can enjoy a 3-hour movie, part one, part two, and part three, and you never sleep, you never doze off. But when it comes to spiritual matters, that is always a challenge. So the same applies with the lesson. We need to actually encourage members, find ways of actually making the lesson exciting, more relevant to the people, and practical, so that people can study and actually apply it into their lives.
Mm-hmm. All right. I hope the listener there will be satisfied with that one. Mfundisi, this week we are looking at Teach Us to Pray, right? When I saw Eden, I was like, how? Kanti, are we not being taught how to pray there by Matthew, there, our Father who art in heaven? Why are we being like, you know, Psalms, prayer? And others would argue that, yes, Psalms is prayer. I'm like, yeah, but Teach Us to Pray, it's in the book of Matthew. But again, I'm happy that Mfundisi, you are here to take us through. So you may give us an introduction to the lesson study for this week.
Okay. Zama, the whole point is, I like the topic, Teach Us to Pray.
Mm-hmm.
What it assumes is that we do not know how to pray.
Okay.
Actually, if you look at our memory text, Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it goes like, now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, this is Jesus, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. What it simply meant is the way they were praying, when they heard Jesus praying, he prayed differently.
Mm-hmm.
They realized, no, we are not praying properly.
Mm.
And Steps to Christ actually puts it properly. He says, prayer is the opening of the heart as to a friend.
Okay.
You know. So many of us, you know, we have this what we call a monologue, whereby you are just talking, complaining, asking, or thinking. We don't have a response. We don't hear what God is saying.
Mm.
So they asked Jesus, at least they were honest enough to say, Lord, teach us to pray. So this week, we are also saying through the book of Psalms, Lord, teach us to pray, because we know not how to pray.
Mm.
There are many texts in the Bible anyway that actually tells us that we do not know how to pray.
Mm.
Then we contextualize this, my sister there. The book of Psalms, these are prayers, you know. this is the opening of the heart. This is why you'd find some psalmists, when they were in trouble, they'll go to Jesus. When they were happy, they'll go to God and say out and pour out their minds, their hearts to the Lord. When they were in sin, Psalm chapter 51, actually David opens up and he says, no, create in me a new heart, because I have a problem with this one, confessing to God. So those were prayers. So the Psalms, they are prayers, they are songs that's communicating, that's communication with God.
Okay. Yeah, ne? Me, I still go back to Matthew, but anyway, I still call up on this. So looking at this lesson here, saying, fostering the use of the Psalms in prayer, if you can take us through that one, but before you go there, I forgot who said this, but someone said that when you're praying, stop reminding God of his word. But I will leave it to you for this one to go through us there. Because when I say fostering the use of Psalms, I'm like, hey, is that not reminding God of his word? But yeah, please take us through this one.
Okay, before we go there, anyway, this week we'll continue to look at the Psalms, especially in the context of times when things are not going great for us. You know, there are times when things are not moving well and you feel God is very far from you. We'll go through that. Now, let's go through fostering the use of the Psalms in prayer. Now, as we have said, that Psalms, these are what? These are prayers. You know, this is communicating. We are communicating with God. A simple way of just doing this, you know, you need to have a devotional life. I like the first question you asked. Why isn't there, you know, that appetite for the lesson study? It all comes back to that spiritual life, that devotional life. To be honest, most of us, we do not have that devotional life whereby you pray to God, you read his word, you meditate upon it, you spend time on that. So this is what we're trying to address this quarter, on this lesson number two, to just try and find out how we can be assisted in learning how to pray. If you look at Psalm 105 verse 5, Colossians 3 verse 16, and James 5 verse 13, those are the texts that we'll be discussing on. All right. Now, before we go to those texts, number one, the Psalms, the Psalms of Lament, the Psalms that were used also as a group, a communal lament, the Psalms of Thanksgiving, the Psalms that are hymns, the Psalms of Wisdom, you know, where you seek God's wisdom, God's guidance, you know, historical Psalms, Psalms containing anger and rage and pilgrimage, you know. So all these Psalms, they are there for all seasons. When you're at a wedding, there's a Psalm for that. Celebrating your birthday, there's a Psalm for that. When you are down, when you are depressed, when you have failed, there's a Psalm for that. When you have been tempted and the devil appears to have conquered, there is a Psalm for that, a Psalm for every season. Number one, you need to learn to first study the Psalms, then reflect on the Psalms. Reflect on the aspects of the Psalms that the psalmist was addressing to God. Secondly, consider how your situation corresponds to the psalmist's experience. You see, these are experiences of other people, but we need also to consider how we fit in this, how it applies to your own life. You'll be amazed how often you find yourself being able to resonate or relate with what is happening there. Thirdly, if something you find in the Psalms is actually challenging you, ponder on it. For example, when the Psalm corrects your present false hopes about something, ponder about that, meditate on that, you know, contemplate on the Psalm's message in the light of Christ's personal and salvific work. You know, in everything, sister, that you need to see Christ. In the Psalms, there is Christ. It's all about Christ. Lastly, also look for the new motives for prayer that the Psalm supplies.
Okay.
And think about their importance for you, your church, and the world. This is not about you only. Let's look around and see what we are getting. If you look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it talks about us, you know, the word being so wise. There is so much wisdom in the word. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. So what we need to do is to meditate on all these things, you know, then you will find that the psalm, you can use it in the time of trouble, when you are down, when you don't even have scriptures, you just now can just pick on a certain psalm and apply. Even when you are praying, you can actually claim using the scriptures that God said this. You know what they usually say in my language here? But bona, you cannot vomit if you are in an empty stomach. You know what I'm saying? For you to go out, you need to have eaten something.
True.
All right. True. Now, for us to be able to say something or actually claim something, we should have ate the word, which is the bread of life. Thy word. We need to feed on the word so that when we are in trouble, when we are challenged, we can actually claim those promises and say to God, God, you actually promised us certain things in your way. All right.
You said there is a psalm for everything, right? I don't know if I'm jumping the gun about things we're going to say. There is this particular psalm that, I find it quite interesting. I have to confess that I think I like it. That is Psalm 35, Mfundiswa.
Right.
It's Psalm 35 a.m. Like before I give my own, because let me just read the first two or three of them. It says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. So when fun is when I use this psalm, this one, am I in a spiritual warfare or I shem? I
hope that you are not using this psalm when you say beg to send when you're actually avenging you.
I am there, Mfundis. I am there. That's why I'm asking you, because myself Shubile Pele, I called this verse 4. Okay. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. Ah, Bona. Okay, let me calm down.
Right. All we need to understand also is these psalms, when they were written, you remember, some were experiences. For instance, let's take the experience of David.
Okay.
When he was being chased by Saul, he was after his life. He wanted to kill him. This was no joke, you know. Then he would claim that God, no, God, you are my shield. Protect me, protect those, you know. So I would like us to say we need to balance everything, you know. Understanding the whole scriptures, where God says vengeance is mine. I'm just trying to address maybe something you didn't ask, whereby maybe we usually say, no, we need to attend to this. These people against me were fighting against me. So God, actually deal with them, deal with these enemies, you know. This is not how God is like. When you read about how Christ says, no, it's not, pray for your enemies, love your enemies. So we need to strike a balance there. All right. Even though God is there for us. So there are certain psalms. I like it. I would ask that. Why do you like this psalm?
Because it's returning things to people. When I start with this psalm, Fundisik Shogoti, someone somewhere or something somewhere, I feel like, hey, this one is not my portion. You know, and then but I learned of this psalm, or I got to know of this psalm. I once attended a prayer, all night prayer session. You know, the charismatic churches, the deliverance churches, right? So that is when I actually came to find this psalm and how it was used. It was quite interesting for me because yes, it was during the back to sender prayers. Yeah, but so when we're busy there, and then the lady was like, "Let us pray Psalm 35 with that vigor, with that energy, Uguti, we are fighting here," you know. So that's how I got to understand this particular psalm. I don't know if I was understanding it right or anything, but henceforth, if there's something that is not, make sure I pray Psalm 35.
No, that's fine. This is what we're talking about, actually, to pray in psalms, whereby you pick a certain psalm. Actually, Jesus would quote the psalms also. This is why you remember last week's lesson. He actually says, you remember the prophets Moses and the Psalms. What was written about me in the Psalms? He would quote them. So the Psalms are all about us. So also us, especially us as Adventists, I think we need to pray in the Word. We claim all those promises in the Word. Then we talk God, claiming all those promises. Then we are praying the same way. Will they foster the use of Psalms in prayer? That's exactly what it should be like. You actually claim those points. You use the Psalms, you quote the Psalms, and you will discover that your prayer life would have changed. It's actually a living prayer life Because we are in a war. Let us not forget this. This is a great controversy. We are in a war. Yeah. And in a war, we fight. Our enemies, spiritual warfare. So also fighting and asking God to protect you, your children, your wife, your husband, you know, you claim all those promises. We are fighting.
Mm.
That's not a Pentecostal thing. It's actually a Christian thing to do.
All right. The point is, today's... did I jump? Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. Trust in troubled times. Mpundiswami, today's lesson, like trust in troubled times. I see they've emphasized Psalm 44 there, but yeah, you may take us through this lesson.
Oh, yes. This one. This is what we're talking about now.
Mm.
You know, most of us, we've experienced certain times, you know, have you ever felt that God is far from you?
Mm.
Or rather, let's start with this. Have you ever felt so close to God? Whereby, you know, you're at a camp meeting there, you are revived, God is there, you are seeing through, you know, you've passed your exams, God has seen you through, you are not owing anyone, you just got married, everything went well.
Mm.
And there are times when you feel God is far, He's nowhere close to you.
Yeah.
Times of despair and suffering, times when we have wondered that what you don't even understand what is the Lord doing in our family, in my life, what is He really doing? So these are the times of trouble.
Yeah.
This is when we need to claim and trust God. We need to trust Him in times of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we need to revive. So you can only trust Him when you have a certain psalm.
Mm.
Now, look at Psalm chapter 44.
Mm.
Can you just read for me? I know you have a Bible close to you there.
Psalm 44?
Just verse 1.
Yeah. Psalm 44, verse 1. All right. It says there, we have heard with our ears, O God, our Father. Our fathers have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago.
You see, no, you know what he's doing now? He's reflecting to the past.
Mm.
You know, there's that famous quote I love, we have nothing to fear for the future unless we forget how the Lord has led us in the past.
Mm.
Sister White actually says, you know, for us, you don't have to be afraid of the future to be uncertain. We need to know that one, you know, many years ago, the Lord led us through the Red Sea.
Mm.
The Lord provided water for us through the rock.
Mm.
The Lord has led me. The Lord actually made me graduate. I didn't have money for the fees.
Mm.
I think I'm talking to somebody here, but I made it throughout the 4 years. So you do not have to fear for the future unless you forget how He has led you in the past. So this text, verse 1, say, you know, God led us. Our fathers actually told us what He did in the past. We are not there. But these are stories we are hearing, how the Lord intervened, how He destroyed Jericho, all those walls of Jericho, how the Lord led us into Canaan, you know, by His mighty hand. It actually helps us now trust God. So in times of trouble, you need to have such a psalm like 44. Isn't
yes.
He love the 35?
Mm.
This 44 will actually remind you that quite a number of points there. You know, I love the point that has been brought here. Do you know what? Most of us Adventists, we fail, or let us put it as Christians, we fail to express ourselves in prayer. Even prayer is the opening of the heart as to a friend. We are actually encouraged to be honest with God. Do you know what, Sam, that people will actually lie to God? You know, God actually knows. He knows you better than you know yourself.
Yes.
That's why Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful. Who can understand? Even the owner of that heart doesn't even know it.
Mm.
But God knows. We need to be honest. You know, you actually lie to God. You have a sin problem, that you have a challenge. These days, we don't even say it's sin. We say, this is my weakness, isn't it? And you actually,
sin is sin. You
want to lie to God and pretend you are holy. He knows you. You need to be honest.
Yeah.
I have a challenge, God. You know, I am jealous. You know, when I see somebody, you know, I'm proud. You know, there are certain sins we can't even confess to other people.
Mm.
Things like pride, jealous, you know, it's only known by you. And you know it. When somebody succeeds. So these are the prayers. When we pray, we need to be honest and tell God. This is what the psalmist was saying.
Mm.
So at times when you hear them being a bit harsh, you know, or saying it as it is, or saying, Lord, avenge my enemy, they were being honest with God.
Yeah.
What we're actually being. Praying the psalms helps people experience freedom of speech in prayer. The psalms gives us ways that we can neither find nor dare to speak. Our heart is not turned back.
nor have our step departed from your way. That's Psalm 44, verse 18 to 19. Mm. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. You know, he is actually opening his heart to God and telling him as it is, how God has led in the past and what he is doing. So yeah. I'm encouraging us, friends, when we pray, even in times, let us be open with God and he will attend to us. I think at times God doesn't even know what we really want.
Because we are confused people.
You don't even know. If you could listen to certain prayers, I say, how can say, what do you really want?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want? You remember that man of blame, what do you want? Stop telling, for 38 years I've been here, that paralyzed man by the pool of this. What do you want? Be specific like an enzyme and tell me what you want if I attend to your needs. Okay. Amid the trials and temptations, let us be open and tell God what we want. So, last point is, let's reflect to the past, how he has led us. Because all of us, we know how God has led. There are certain moments, times, when God has been there for us. He has seen us through. So claim. So God is not God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is your God, you know, your God, how he has led you in the past. Reflect on that and actually tell God, you saw us through. How we grew up, most of us were terrible past, but the Lord saw us through, he protected us. You know, the experience we have with COVID-19, we need to just claim that promise.
True.
You know, people in the Western world were dying, but yeah, in Africa, we had nothing, you know, we no sanitation, you know, we would just get into public, we were always squashed with people, no socialty, but the Lord protected us. If we had few casualties, we need to thank him for that.
True.
We really need to.
True. Yeah. True. Mpundisi, as we near the end of today's lesson there, and I see that this one, the title is Trust in Times of Trouble, right? Is Psalm 91 a prayer of protection, a psalm of protection, or does it fit in this in the times of trouble or no?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely does. Yeah. You see now, what you are simply doing there, can you just read verse 1 there? Chapter 91.
Yeah, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, and 2.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
See now, God, that's our fortress, that's our refuge. So in times of trouble, what you need to do, you know, for you to trust somebody, you need to have an experience with that somebody. For you to trust your spouse, you need to know, this person would not cheat on me. Even if information is coming that he did this, and say, no, not him. I trust him. I know he doesn't do this. But the Bible is very clear. It says, hey, put not your trust in princes.
Yep.
Only trust God. For people change, isn't it? The way they change when they're sleeping, you know, changing positions, that's how they change. But God is saying it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if we know that this God is trustworthy, even if I'm going through certain things that I don't understand, I will trust him. Remember what Jesus did in Gethsemane. He says, Lord, this is painful.
Bundis.
If it was a
no, we had missed you there.
This should be our prayer. Okay.
We had missed you there when you're speaking about how it's being pain. It's painful.
Okay, and when you have gone through certain painful experiences, isn't it? When it said Jesus was in the Gethsemane, he says, "Now this is painful. I cannot go through this." You know, in it was very difficult, but he says, let not your will be done, not my will be done, but your will be done.
Yes.
Always, you know, at times there are moments when you don't even understand what is happening. We need to just trust God, knowing that his decisions are the best. You know, whatever he's doing, I might not be understanding now. I know you'll come through for me. There are certain moments, you know, we've lost our loved ones. We don't even understand why. You know, the why question should never be asked to God. You don't know. When we are there in heaven, we'll understand why we lost somebody, why certain things happened, why I lost that interview, why I lost that job, that God was doing it. His plans. He said, I want you to have an expected end, you know. So we need to trust God, just knowing that whatever he's doing is for my best, for he's doing it for my needs. He knows what I want.
Mm.
Then you trust him. Whatever he does, you know, like a blind person, you just hold on to the end. You know, this person is the one with the eyes.
Hmm.
He won't let me be run over by a car. I just trust this person. So all we need, what I'm encouraging us as listeners, is let's trust God and know that he will see us through.
Mm.
He's there for us. So when we are in trouble, we hold on.
Mm.
We become patient. We know he will see us through.
Indeed, Mpundis, thank you. It's going to be a very lovely session that we are having, me and you, this whole week, speaking about all things the Psalms, you know, how to pray in the Psalms. So Pastor, thank you so much. I'm going to ask that once again, please do pray for us as we close.
My pleasure. Let's meet as we talk about the Psalm of Despair. Let us pray. Father God, thank you so much. How we pray that what we have been sharing helps another soul. We understand what we are going through. In everything, we surrender to you. These Psalms, when you apply, we're in troubled times, we're going through a lot. All we ask is for you to see us through. When all has been said and done, when you come take you, the faithful ones, may we be part and parcel of that number. This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi Maforo, thank you so much for joining us. Till each other again tomorrow.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.